show. This is Cliffo and Gabby's catch up.
Oh, I'm actually really nervous because I have been keeping a secret from everyone for about 10 months, which I have said is very unlike me. I'm very much an open book. But this secret is very personal. So I'm already getting teary. I'm very, I'm nervous to share it, but I think it's something that needs to be talked about more. And I actually regret keeping this secret. So I'm going to explain. If you're a long-standing listener to this show, you may have followed my journey a fair few months ago when I was talking about my fertility. And I was talking about how I was getting older and the wedding was pushed back because of COVID. And I wanted to check if I was, you know, losing the battle with the biological clock. And at that same time, my partner, Nev, and I actually decided to start trying for a baby. So it's been about 10 months now that we've been on this journey. And I really did not realize when we had the conversation 10 months ago that it would be such an emotional journey, because when we discussed it, we're really excited about it. We're really, really excited about just the idea of becoming a little family. And that was the main emotion. And we didn't want to tell anyone because we didn't want that added pressure. We thought it'd be pretty chill. We'd just, you know, give it a go and see what happened. And I was also really excited about the idea of surprising everyone with that news if it were to happen. So there are a few reasons we kept it a secret, but now that it's been a while and it hasn't happened, I really wish I hadn't kept it to myself, because I've actually needed that support network and I haven't had it there because I didn't tell anyone that's what we're doing. And then it got to a point where it was kind of too far gone to be like, oh, this has, you know, been happening. And we just kind of kept it to ourselves. But it's really hard. Like, you grow up thinking that this is what our bodies are made for. And it'll be like, you know, that I know so many people who have struggled with fertility. And I know so many people who go a couple of years, 10 years, 20 years trying for a baby and it doesn't happen. But when you first have that conversation, you just have that faith that it'll be easy and that, you know, it'll just happen because you want it to happen. And every month when you get your period and it hasn't happened, it's just a kick in the guts, and the excitement starts to wane and the sadness grows, and then you're thinking, what if? And you're thinking, will this ever happen? And it just, the longer it goes on, the harder and sadder it does get. And it has been about 10 months. And they say that, you know, a lot of couples take up to a year to fall pregnant naturally. And then that's when you go and you seek help or intervention from the doctor. So we're not at that point yet. But it's been a really difficult kind of 10 months. And I've started getting angry at my body. I started, this might be a bit TMI, but I started resenting the act of falling pregnant, if you get what I mean.
Oh, wow.
Because,
okay.
You know, it wasn't doing the job it's meant to be doing.
To do.
And so I was kind of like mad at that. And so then it starts to affect your relationship in a little way from that intimacy perspective. But Nev and I are doing great. Like, we're really doing well. We know that, you know, we haven't even dove into that science world where intervention in the future might be necessary. We know we've got time, but I wanted to talk about it. One, because I want to tell all my friends and family, so I do have that support that I need. Because
it's been very emotional. And that breaks my heart that hasn't been there for you.
I know, and it's my own fault. And that was a choice that I do regret making. I really do. But I also wanted to talk about it because there are so many women and men out there who not only struggle to fall pregnant, but it takes a little bit longer than you expect. And I don't think until you're in it, you understand how hard it is. Like, even if it's only 2, 3, 4 months, it's still like, it can still be really depressing or emotional just going through those stages. So I just wanted to talk about it, and I want it to not be a taboo subject to talk about. And I want people to know that to have that support network is so important. And that's what I'm doing now as well.
Good on you,
so
Gabby.
Snotty.
I know that was really hard for you to do.
Really hard.
That would have been really hard for a lot of people to listen to.
Yeah.
We are all here for you, and I thank you for being so honest and open there, because that's you telling your story, but that is you telling the story of thousands of Queenslanders.
Totally.
Everyone knows someone who has struggled. So like I say, while that's your story, that could just be so many people's stories. So I think that's really, really big of you to be so open and honest about that.
Yep.
And yeah, just to own that, like you have in a public forum, like good on you. And yeah, we love you. We love you. And
I need you guys.
We're here for you.
I need the support. So thank you.
No, thank you for doing that. And if this story, if Gabby opening up on this is raised any issues for you, you can contact Lifeline at any time if you need to talk to someone.
Of course.
On 13 11 14. The Hit Breakfast Show.